Of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
It's Lusts with Temptation on Leeds Student Radio. A very good evening, folks. This is Who Knew with John Gibby and Bridget O'Donoghue, back for a second semester right here on Leeds Student Radio. For the next hour, we're going to be bringing you the best alternative new music from around the globe that does not discriminate based on genre.
So no, we don't. We never do.
Did you have a good break, Bridget?
I did. I actually went to Vietnam and Cambodia.
It's all right for some, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. The live music is fabulous there. Some great karaoke.
I, meanwhile, was in Wales and Portsmouth.
Ooh,
which slightly less glamorous,
fancy.
But was still an
excellent
time.
We live high lives, don't we?
Yeah, oh, very much so. So just a little bit about that first band we played, Lusts. So Andy and James Stone, and they're from Leicester, sort of part of this sort of resurgence in indie we've been seeing out of the Midlands at the moment. That's their debut single, Temptation. It's out now from iTunes, and they're going to be supporting Coves on tour next month. So if you're around to see Coves, then turn up early and they're the support act, I think. Very sort of new order sound to those guys, I think.
Nice one. Well, our next track that we're playing is by Tia and Jack, called Leave My Heart, and they're an acoustic indie band with a killer drum backdrop. Apparently, that's what I've written here.
Yeah.
I found the song a week ago, so yeah. I'm a bit stale. And they say the inspiration is from Mumford and Sons and Boy and Bear, and they're from Queensland. But I think the standout bit of these guys is that they're actually only 15 and 16. Bloody so,
can I just say before you play this as well? I haven't actually told you this yet, but in the week I tried to find this track to listen through to it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it on the internet. It's so new.
That's how new it is.
I couldn't find it.
I know. I'm just so ahead of the curve. That's what we like here at Leeds Student Radio.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
I loved you so, my dear, but you weren't very clear with me. You pulled me too far in, and now I cannot stop the bleed. I lie down in fear right next to the Dead Sea. Life is so unclear, but I know you don't want me. Leave my heart alone. Please just let me. Told me all I need to know.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Alfie, and we're Hudson Taylor, and you're listening to Who Knew?
With Steamroller on Leeds Student Radio. It's John and Bridget here through until 8 p.m. It's getting, you know, having to get used to saying 8 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. because we're an hour early.
I know.
This time.
I like to think we're in prime time now.
Yeah.
Because we are prime time.
Correct. Very good, Bridget. Port Isla, a four-piece band from Norwich. They've currently sort of doing the support circuit. They've been supporting the likes of Codaline and James Bay. And that whole sort of mini tour of support acts is going to culminate with a slot live at Leeds, right here
yes.
in the city of Leeds.
Very nice.
I will certainly be at live at Leeds, and I'll try and catch them because, yeah, very exciting, energetic.
Some great music coming up.
Definitely
worth buying a ticket.
Well, the lineup came out a week ago, something like that, and
fresh.
There's some really good acts on there.
A few bands that we've played on the show.
Just a few.
Yeah.
So that'll be a really great day.
Yeah.
Right, so coming up on the show today, why don't you talk us through this new feature, which is sort of your baby?
All right, so we've got this thing that we've decided to do called Band or Brand, where basically we're challenging each other each week to guess the difference between whether it's a new upcoming brand or a new upcoming band. And so this week it's my turn to test John, and each week we're going to tally it up, and at the end there's going to be a forfeit, and we just have to decide what that is.
So we haven't decided what the forfeit is yet.
Yeah.
Might be good to wait a few weeks in.
To see who's
and then
doing better.
If I'm losing,
we'll make it something quite easy. Exactly. Yeah.
Also coming up for 8 o'clock, we'll hear what happened when station manager Lissy Day met George the Poet,
yes.
a very exciting up and coming artist. We've got that interview for you on the show today, so that'll be great. And now it's an old favourite, it's Real News.
Two chains running for mayor.
Charlie XCX says her only hobbies are emailing and drinking gin and tonic.
Fergie is sick of hearing Black Eyed Peas.
Harrison Kreutzer has admitted that strange things happened when he was in a hotel room with Rita Ora.
Mike Tyson wants a music career.
Hozier has admitted he's too busy for love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take That gives One Direction some advice.
Ollie Mers is desperate to secure a residency in Las Vegas before his grandmother passes away. Isn't that lovely?
That's quite nice. Yeah. Mark Ronson's upset he's not popular in Russia. Poor soul.
Really?
Yeah.
And Texas once took a tree called Robert Plant on tour with them. And that's real, real news.
That's Valis Alps with Young, a duo out of Seattle and Canberra, bringing some great new beats. Pretty mellow, pretty chill, but pretty nice on a Monday night. So, hope you enjoyed it. It's pretty sweet.
That was nice and chilled, Bridget.
Thank you.
I thought it was a classic choice of yours.
Yeah, I know. It was very me, wasn't it? I'm so predictable.
My next choice is a very interesting one, actually. It's from singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett. From where, Bridget?
From Australia.
Yeah.
I love Courtney Barnett. When I saw that you were going to play her, I was high-fiving
because
myself.
I thought... Well, I knew Bridget would have heard of Courtney Barnett because she's out of, well, not only Australia, but out of Melbourne. And... So I knew you would have heard her stuff before, and
yeah.
I actually thought you would hate her.
No, well, she's quite an acquired taste.
Like, she is, that is true.
You sort of either love her or you hate her, but I really love her. She's got such a unique voice, so...
Anyway, this is her new single. It's from her debut album, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, which is out on the 23rd of March. Pre-order's available now, and this is the lead single from that debut album from Courtney Barnett. It's called Pedestrian at Best. of Melbourne, Australia, it's Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best, the lead single from her debut album. It's out in March. And she is one crazy lady live as well. I saw her at Glastonbury this year with her and her fantastically named backing band, the Courtney Barnetts. It's Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts.
That's creative. I like her style.
Yeah, she absolutely killed it. She was so good.
Nice. Yeah, she's great. There's something about her. The vibes.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up, we've got our segment from last semester that we did, which was quite amusing at times. We're doing our unheard tracks, where each of us plays something that the other person hopefully hasn't heard before.
Hopefully.
Has
not happened one time last semester.
And we'll never let John forget it. So I'm going first, and this song is called Give Me Sunshine by Guns. And they're sort of a mix of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, if you're familiar with them.
I'm familiar.
Okay, they're sort of like them, sort of like Tame Impala.
Okay.
So it's sort of like psychedelic rock. So either you'll love it or you'll hate it. I'm hoping that you'll love it, but...
we shall see.
Yes. Guns with Give Me Sunshine. It's a great psychedelic rock track.
I see the sort of Tame Impala and King Gizzard Wizard comparisons very much.
Yeah,
I thought it was quite...
So you were all right with it?
I mean, yeah, I liked it. I would give that out of 10, a solid 7.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have the chance to be relatively big if they follow in the footsteps of King Giz and that sort of thing. Tame Impala's pretty massive. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala did that track with Mark Ronson, so he's...
Oh, really?
Both, and they're both from Australia, so look at us making it over the water to Europe.
Over the water.
Yeah.
All that water.
I know.
Now, my choice is very interesting in a way. It's not usually my sort of thing, never mind being your sort of thing.
So it's neither of our sort of thing. This is good.
But I love this track.
Okay.
This band is called Mr. Wives. I'm telling you now, they're going to be huge. They're coming out of this current sort of indie pop scene we're seeing from New York. You know, we had a lot of Paperwhite I was playing in the last time. That sort of scene. They got their debut album coming out later this month, and they've got a US tour, which is pretty much sold out. This is the lead single from their debut album and their debut EP. I really don't know what you're going to make of this, Bridget, at all, but this is called Reflections. Mr. Wives with Reflections on Leeds Student Radio, and that's the lead single from their debut album, Our Own House, out on February 24th. And I think that Adam Winch-Finesse from Leeds Live and Local was enjoying that one. We saw him having a little boogie out the window. Live and Local, back from 9 p.m. tonight. But more importantly, Bridget, what did you think of it?
I think that was super funky. I really liked it. Because each time I said to John during the song, I was like, "Ooh, I like it." And then he was like, no, it's going to change. And then I was like, no, I like it. And he was like, no, wait, just wait. Then it got to the chorus and I was just, you know, popping along.
Bopping along.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
I thought you'd either really like it or really hate it.
Yeah, it's another one of those ones where you sort of like, ooh, could go both ways. But yeah, as you said, she has a good, quite impressive vocal range.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was just sort of like, I'd happily walk down the street to that.
Excellent. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Our next track coming up is by Tora. It's called Gigantic. And I absolutely love this song. These guys, I think, are going to be massive. They're out of Byron Bay, which is always bringing out great musicians because it's just a funky place.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Byron Bay. Yeah. Yep. And they've played Laneway Festival, Falls Festival, and even if that doesn't mean anything to people here, they are festivals that are quite massive in Australia, so just saying. They've got this song has had 2 million listens on SoundCloud, which is pretty good, and there are some really sweet vibes, so I really dig it, and I hope everyone else does too.
I even changed my name this time. I followed you up the hill where you're frozen, and I filled you in when the force came up to inspect your home. Yeah, your neighbor came back to save you.
And that's Gigantic by Tora. Great track. I love that.
Yeah, some good vibes, as you put it.
Yeah,
there.
So many good vibes. I don't know what it is, but I just greatly enjoy the track.
Yeah. A very interesting moment in the history of the
scared.
Show coming up
scared.
Now. It's time for our new feature.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain the concept again in case anyone's just tuned in, Bridget?
Right, okay, so we're trying this new thing where basically each week we take it in turns to find a bunch of new bands / brands mixed in together, and then we challenge the other person to see if they can pick which is which. So whether it's a band, like a new upcoming brand or a new upcoming band, and the harder it is, the better. And basically each week we'll do a tally to see how everyone's going, and then in the end we'll hopefully have a forfeit, and whoever loses has to do something that we'll come up with in the new future.
So we haven't actually discussed this yet.
No.
But are we going to tally how many I get right?
Yes.
And the person with the lowest number at the end of the semester has to do the forfeit, right?
Yes, okay. That's correct. Okay, glad we got that.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the first one.
Okay.
I'm excited. I hope you are too.
I'm very All right. excited.
Aquilo.
Can I have the spelling?
Aquilo.
I'm going to go for brand, Bridget.
No. That's incorrect.
Oh, really?
That's the band. Good. No, because there's a brand called Aquila. That's why I thought I'd throw that in there. All right, the next one is Maison La Biche.
That's got to be a brand. Yes!
Yay! All right, that's one. Okay, the last one is Company.
I'm going to say band. Yeah!
Well
because
done.
You wouldn't have a company.
Yeah,
company,
no, but it's spelled C-O-M-P-N-Y. They were being edgy by taking the A out. And yet, it didn't work. But, all right, so you're on two.
I got two out of three. Two out of three, I'm bad.
That's not bad.
And next week, we'll see how you do.
Yeah. Good luck to me, hey.
Yeah, there's pressure now.
Okay, no, but you actually have to find them, so that's challenging
that's
for you as well.
That's also true.
Right. All right, should you tell us about your next track?
Yeah, my next track, sorry, Luke, who's just messaged in, it's not Coldplay. Coldplay are a little bit too established for this show.
No, they're not new enough.
Yeah, not new enough. No, they're not you know, they're not unheard of enough, Bridget. Yeah. We don't want to deal with them.
Exactly. Mainstream.
This is from a very exciting singer-songwriter. Called Torres, and Torres is not her real name, her real name is Mackenzie Scott, but she really put her debut album out in 2013 to critical acclaim, and this is from her upcoming second long player, and I like this track, and I'm very excited for the album as well.
Diseased in the brain, cannot recall your name. Heather, I dreamt that I forgave, but that only comes in waves. I hate you all the same.
Torres with Strange Hellos on the Student Radio. You're listening to Who Knew with John and Bridget. And yeah, Torres has just announced a couple of the UK festival dates for the summer, so perhaps we're hoping we might see do a tour or something of that nature over here in the next few months, which would be very good, and I'd look forward to that.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, so next up we've got that interview with George the Poet.
Yeah, so George the Poet, and that we've covered a fair bit, it's fair to say, mm-hmm. on the show.
Yes.
And just before the break, George the Poet did an interview with the station manager here this day, straight after he did a free gig in mine.
I know.
And I didn't go. Like,
I know, neither.
What was I thinking?
Shameful, really.
Silly.
Yeah, what's wrong with us?
I didn't go. I wish I had.
But at least we can listen to the interview.
At least we can listen to him talk about it.
Yes, so.
And here it is.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm sat here with George the Poet after his gig at Leeds University Union. George, welcome to Leeds Student Radio.
Thanks for having me.
How do you think that show went?
I think it went well. I judge it by audience interaction, and we had a good amount of that.
Yeah, I was going to say crowd participation. I'm impressed.
Love it. That's where the actual work gets done.
Never have I been to a gig where I felt so much that the artist listened to what we were saying. I was genuinely very impressed.
Yeah, no, the more I do poetry and the deeper I venture into this, I realise the power is not with me, the power is not with my words. It only actually matters. I think, I can't remember, some sociologist said the irreducible element of theatre is an audience. The power isn't with what I say, it's with the reception and the interpretation of that by people. So it only makes sense that I get the contribution from people.
Now, I read, and you also mentioned in your gig, that you studied at Cambridge University.
That's true.
I think you only mentioned it once in the first piece. Did you enjoy your time there?
There are things that I loved about Cambridge, but I knew what I came for, and I came for the academics of it, and that was genuinely what the thing was. So it was good to go into that space and just know that when it's hard, that's just how it's supposed to be, and there is no shortcut around that. And that was very much what I experienced in Cambridge. It was difficult.
For me, as a recent graduate, I talk about my time at university a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But you didn't really mention it loads. Is there a reason that it doesn't feature heavily in your poems?
Yeah, there is a reason. And that's because there's a time and a place. So right now I'm trying to unpack certain arguments. And I know that the university thing makes sense to a lot of people. Like, when they try and understand who I am and they hear that I graduated from Cambridge, then they'll put everything else that I say in the context of that. But primarily, me standing here and talking about that isn't necessarily going to address the things that I need to address. So we'll talk about that once we've got other conversations up and running.
No, that's fine. Your EP, The Chicken and the Egg, was released on Monday. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's a really beautiful piece of poetry. You called it a story. Are you pleased with the final product?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I worked on that very hard. Some songs took months to get right. I wrote all of the poems without any music, and then I built the music around the words. Yeah, I'm very happy. I still listen to it to this day, even though I completed it a year ago.
Where did you draw that inspiration from, or the chicken and the egg?
The chicken and the egg was drawn from a mixture of what I'd seen and experienced around me in terms of family structures and how some of those structures might self-perpetuate. I felt like we sleepwalk, young people from the community that I lived in, sleepwalk into premature parenthood. First I called it an EP about fatherlessness, and I realised it's not just that. It's about having a child before you're mentally ready, emotionally prepared, and that has all sorts of implications.
My favourite track was Accidents. Now, you didn't play that one, you didn't sing that one tonight. I found it almost filmic. Do you see what I mean? It's almost like a music score at times. Like, it's really visual in the way you speak. What do you hope to achieve by this particular poem?
With that poem, I hope to shed some light, firstly, on the effects of the care system. So there are characters in The Chicken and the Egg that have been through things, and these things that the characters have been through represent a lot of contemporary issues. For example, the care system, the effects of the care system, the structure of the care system, the whole one-size-fits-all mentality. In the poem that you talked about, Accidents, there's a young woman that had been through the care system and ended up pregnant from a young age, and the way she'd handled her situation attributed heavily to what she saw growing up. And I wanted to unpack that. I also wanted to think about the way we receive each other in relationships and how that kind of forms the pretext to what we do familiarly in terms of family. And yeah, there's all sorts to talk about. So, and also obviously abortion, miscarriage, the mental health issues around perinatal, either depression or other forms of psychoses. So there's just a lot to get into, and I thought the student community is the best to talk to, because you guys are full of ideas, I know what it was like. I was just here just like a year ago. I was in that situation. So yeah, with me, I do poetry with the aim of talking through ideas, and that's where something like accidents comes from.
And that's what we saw tonight. Now, over the past week, you've not only been included in the BBC Sound of 2015, you've also been nominated for Critics' Choice Award and MTV Brand New Award. Well done.
Thank you.
Big
thank
week.
You. Yeah, that's cool.
Do you think that this critical acknowledgement is important for the social messages behind your work? Do you think it's important for everybody to be saying, okay, wow, this is George the Poet?
Exactly. It's 100% important. Firstly, because it demonstrates to any other aspiring artist or current artist that the things that we go through, the experiences and opinions that we form are valuable. Don't separate them from the commercial process, because you can marry them all with success. I'm keen to demonstrate that. Secondly, yeah, it directly advances the messaging. The more people know about me, the quicker I can get my message out. To me, it's just like a PR campaign constantly.
Just to talk about the chicken and the egg?
Yeah, like in the first instance, the chicken and the egg, and then consequently, everything else.
You've previously said that if you're not relevant to kids, then you're just not relevant. Do you think it's important for an artist such as yourself, who is trying to speak very frankly about safe sex and premature parenthood, as you put it, is it important for you to be critically acclaimed or commercially successful?
If I got to pick one, I would say critical acclaim, but commercial relevance adds to it. That's why I'm just trying to win everything. I am trying to win everything. I have no misgivings about that. I'm not trying to be coy or... The whole movement, it serves it best if people recognise it as substantial, but also if it performs well in the charts, because the logic of the music industry is that whatever does its job gets through. Whatever gets people engaged gets promoted. So I would rather that real messaging that was directly pertinent and constructive to people's lives became just popular, became the next wave.
So that's what people are talking about.
Yeah, 100%. That will have a transformative effect. There's no way around it.
George, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty more of you in 2015.
You will do.
And that's what George the Poet had to say for himself when Alyssa had a chat with him back in December. And Bridget, you've got on if you're coming up next week, haven't you?
Yeah, next week we've got an interview that we're going to play out from Hudson Taylor, who played at the Brunel Social Club last Wednesday. They were absolutely lovely guys, very, very down to earth. And we've got a track from them now called Stranger, which is off their new album.
Songs under a tree outside a neighborhood estate. I wonder why he started singing at me. Call him what you want, I named him Barry the Faux Pas, because he'll scream into the sky. I wonder why, I wonder why, I wonder why is he still screaming at me? And underneath the wisdom tree, Jim Barry said to me, whatever you say, boy, you wonder why, he wonders why, he wonders why is he still singing a hymn? A solid heart of gold, he'll tell you stories when he's old. He doesn't do just what he's told. He wonders why, he wonders why, he wonders why is he still singing a hymn? Underneath the wisdom DJ Barry saying, whatever you say,
Stranger by Hudson Taylor.
Brilliant. I really like that. I hadn't really heard them before, but
yeah,
that was a nice little
fantastic track. Really great live as well.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Well, it's that part of the show where we have to say it's that part of the show.
Exactly. Every week.
But thankfully, there's plenty more to come from, well, say from us, but I mean from the artists we play.
Yes, exactly. And us, we're important too.
For the rest of the term.
It's exciting stuff.
So next week, we've got more band or brand and that interview from you with Hudson Taylor as well.
Hudson Taylor, yep. So. And lots of new tracks, of course, real news. And lots of banter.
All the regular features.
Yeah, us being funny.
Yes, exactly. It's why they keep coming back for more.
Exactly. So don't forget to tune in next week at 8 o'clock.
What's happening?
7 o'clock. Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
7.
You did it then.
Yes.
What is up with this last track then, Bridget?
It's called Free of Fear by Client Liaison. I won't say too much. They're just a really great group out of Australia who just toured with Flight Facilities, actually around the UK quite recently. So they're really great. They're kind of 80s. Rock vibe sort of thing, so they're pretty cool and quite different.
Excellent.
So right. We should give them a listen.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Tonight's been a great show. Thank you, Bridget, for sitting here.
You're welcome. Thank you too.
And Jessica's next with Yorkshire Gold. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good night.